for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of today's show here on this Monday, February 9th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I just got a couple of text messages here to follow up with Rick, Officer Rick reporting in for duty. It says, Chris Swanson, look at how low he pays his deputies in Genesee County, how much he pays them, and see how much he values talent in his organization. Chris Swanson is full of a lot of talk. Well, he's running for governor. Okay. Let's see. Are you able to do the show? I thought he was out of town. Because he texted me, he was gone until the 20th. Of course, I'm talking about Rick Randall. Let's see, today. Let's see. Okay. Are you able to do the show today? All right. I will add him at the next break. I apologize, a little miscommunication. Normally, we spend this half hour every Monday talking with Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. We talk about motivation. We talk about goals. We talk about being thinking about our words and what we say and use every single day. Gone till the 20th. But he's going to respond to me here shortly, and we'll figure this out during the break. One other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and a lot of people are starting to understand this more and more. With Perry Johnson getting into the race, wanting to spend all this money for name recognition and to get his name ID out there again for the 2026 governorship, the gubernatorial campaign, how much is that impacting these other candidates? who don't have anywhere near his money and not able to do it. Because one of the things that I think we're looking at here is that this is going to start to play out in the upcoming endorsement convention on March 28th down in Novi. One of the things that we're looking at here is the possibility that some of these candidates may be reading the tea leaves, looking at the amount of money he's going to spend and say, you know what? I can't compete with that. Is that going to narrow the field running for governor, especially heading into the April 21st signature filing deadline? Who's going to have the signatures? Who isn't going to have the signatures? Who actually can get on the ballot? Then more importantly, who can compete? So very, very, very interesting process happening there, and also something that we will discuss soon as we get back from the break. We're going to take a break right now in this first segment. Hour number one, we'll check in with Rick Randall. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this magnificent Monday. Joining us on the line right now is Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Most likely to succeed A to Z. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. I love that part.
Hey, brother, I want to ask you, as you are out helping a friend, I apologize for the miscommunication on your text message. I thought you were gone until the 20th, but you definitely have some great ideas that you wanted to share with the folks today. So I wanted to tee you up and let you go and see what you have to say on this great Monday.
So, you know, magnificent Monday, but motivational Monday is another good one. And we've been talking about goals for a couple of weeks now, and it was just what my whole idea was motivation. So the word today is motivation. And so what motivates you to get up and get going and have a great day? And so that's goes back to goals. And so when you have goals, that creates the motivation for your life. And so when you write down goals, you go, okay, I'm motivated today because I want to get this done or I want to accomplish this. But in my book, I wrote, so this is good. I wrote to a motivation, motive, reason, impulse, impetus, driving force. I thought that was pretty good. Are you motivated? And motivation is what causes your light to burn so brightly. Motivation is the stimulus to have or to be or do. And motivation is what gets you up in the morning. Motivation is what gets you out of the house. Motivation is what shows up when the rent is due on the first of the month, you know. And so when you have goals to get up and to have and to be and to do, then that gives you the motivation for your day. And so the whole purpose of the book, when I wrote the book, was to just give your life your road trip. It's called Road Trip, and the part of that story is just that we're all on a road trip, multiple road trips through our lifetime. And I'm on a road trip now, although I didn't drive yet. I flew down to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. That was on Friday. And then Isaac is my young buddy that I met when he was 9. He and his brother, Isaac and Aaron. And Aaron, his brother, was 10. And so I've been with those two young men now they're 33 and 34. And so Isaac's in the Air Force, and he's being relocated to Great Falls, Montana, a Malmstrom Air Force Base. He's been there before. But he's kind of on his own these days. And so I flew down, and he just picked up the truck today. So, Randy, we're going to take this 20-foot U-Haul and drive it from Waynesville, Missouri to Great Falls, Montana. But the weather gods are favorable. It's going to get hot here today, 69 degrees, and supposed to be dry roads and traveling. But anyways, that's the road trip that I'm on for the next couple of days. But the purpose of the book was to give us a road map to give your life a better ride. And so the premise, the Good Words premise, and that's what the book is called, is Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, and is that the book is full of good words, and good words is the whole idea behind the book, is that if you only put good words into your bag of words that you use, your life experience, your emotions, your behavior, your thoughts are significantly better and significantly different. And so if you just live it out of that good words bag, then you don't let the bad words show up in your life. And it's a mental game, right? It's just you. When you get up on Monday, Randy, what do you think? Here I am, back to Monday. The season starts here. It's Monday through Friday. So what goes on in your mind when you wake up Monday morning? And here we go again.
Well, the biggest thing that I have very much taken to heart since reading your book and getting back into always written down goals, been doing it now for 50 years. But I got to tell you, one thing that a lot of people, and I think they're missing the boat on this, Rick, is they're stuck in their job. They're stuck in their life. They think that there's, you know, basically no way I can improve on my lot in life. And what I'm always doing is extra projects. I'm always looking at extra projects to make a difference. Because when I die, I want people to say, he truly made a difference in the state of Michigan. I love the state. I was born and raised here.
Sure.
You know, and I always have these extra projects we're always working on. You know, things, 4th of July concert we're doing down at Liberty Mountain, USA with Mark Farner's American Band. Our pig fun shoot, you know, the pig roast that we're doing 2 weeks later. We're always looking at other projects, but I also have a lot of other projects we're working on as well. And so that's what I'm focused on. But that brings up a good question. I've got a couple of people who've texted me, and they said, you know, I don't know if I even need to do goals because I've been working for this company for 20 years. I got the same job. I do the same thing. My mortgage is almost paid off. Do I really need to write down goals? What would you say to somebody that comes back with that text message?
And what do you want to happen in your life? So, I mean, what do you want to have happen in your life going forward? And so, here's a good thing. It says a rut is just a grave with the ends kicked out. If you're not planting seeds, you're not growing. And so, again, it depends on what you want to have happen in your life. And that's the most amazing thing is what can happen in your life, because there's just huge amounts of energy that are there to support you and create what you need to have happen for those things to occur. So, I mean, that's when I say, so boredom, you go, I'm a little bored right now. Or you go, that you're not allowed to be bored. Boredom is a state of mind when your mind falls asleep, you know. And so you think, okay, I'm just going to stay on this train. And, you know, I guess the bottom line is if you're happy. You know, if you wake up right in the morning, you go, I love my job and I love what I'm doing and my mortgage is almost paid for and life is really, really good right now. And so, that's the first thing we talked about was gratitude is you wake up in the morning with gratefulness and I'm happy and I'm excited because things are in place. And so I guess that's how I would leave that thought process is just if you're happy with your life and it's as fulfilling as it can be. Then, man, you reach the zenith, man. That's the last word.
That's the last word in the book.
You're there, yeah, you know. Absolutely. So,
well, let me ask you on that point, though, Rick, because that brings up a whole nother subject. If people ask themselves, "Am I happy?" Well, mm-hmm. Not really. I mean, I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to travel. I've always wanted to go on this vacation. I've always wanted to go on a cruise to Europe or whatever. There's always things that we think about and we have this desire for, but can't afford it. It's very expensive to take a cruise to Europe. So people might say, well, that's unattainable for me. Is that something we should actually allow ourselves to stay in that rut? I really like that. That rut thing definition you gave was great. Is that something we should allow ourselves to do, or should we try to figure out a way to get those goals and really live a fulfilled life?
So I'm not going to be able to pull up that poem, but I wrote a poem for that, just with that idea. First is that when I sit down and write goals, and I'll write a goal, and you're like, you're not going to do that, but you don't underestimate the power of the possibilities, power of possibility, but the assistance. The world is full of so much really, really good energy. And you know, when the will to do is there, then the how to do will show up, right? And so when you sit down and you write those goals and say, I can't do it, then I think Henry Ford, it might have been somebody before him, but he was known for saying, if you say you can or you can't, you're right. You know, and so if it's something that you really want to do, and that's one of the words of my book is passion. So, man, I absolutely want to go to Europe, or I absolutely want to go to Missouri, or here I am, you know.
Right.
And so if that energy is there to do it, you don't know where the resources are always going to come from. You know, I'd say in my life today, I've got enough money for today. I've got enough money for today. I want to do these things. It's going to cost some more money, or whatever it is that you want to do. Usually, if money wasn't an issue, a lot of issues would go away, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, but in my mind, in my thinking is that just because I've seen it work in my life so many times is you just put it out there and you go, hey, and I really believe that it's possible. That's where faith shows up. You know, if it only takes a mustard seed to move a mountain, you know, then man, I got 25 pounds of mustard seeds. I don't have a single mountain. Yeah,
right.
I don't have a mountain in my life. But there are. You know, things show up and you scratch your head. I love that analogy. I scratch my head for a minute and then you figure out how to go forward. And I just, I so believe in this energy that surrounds us. It's the energy that takes the leaves off in the fall and brings them back in the spring. You know, it's the energy that brings the sunshine up in the morning or just the sun up in the morning. It's not always shining. Sometimes it takes a break behind the clouds, but so wouldn't it be fun, Randy, to be a pilot? because, you know, every day is a sunny day, right?
Get above the clouds, absolutely.
It's just, you know,
Dave Agerman can relate to that one.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me ask you this question, Rick, because we got a few minutes here. I want to basically ask this question because I've gotten this from a couple of different people, different ways, of course, they say it. But, you know, one of the things that they say listening to you and hearing about your book, is this something that is something that if we read the book, we feel that we can be motivated to sit down, dream, write out some goals, and then figure out exactly maybe how to obtain those goals? Is this basically why you have Rick on Mondays is the question. So what would you kind of say to that, those text messages, those questions?
You say that again?
They want to know if buying the book, reading the book, will motivate them to write down goals and,
yeah,
and actually.
Stuck.
Yeah, I know.
Because I sure hope so.
Well, that's the whole plan, right?
Well, you know, here's part of the reason behind the book was this, is that if only you knew then what you know now. You know, I'm 68 years of age, and I've done a lot of things in my life, and I've studied from different people and authors and speakers, and so then in the book I kind of put it all together, and so the motive behind the book was to give you a roadmap to make your life way more exciting. Because you introduce different thoughts like that, goals, you know, for instance, and what's it's possible for you to do in your life. And so when you read the book, yes, I guess the short answer to that question is yes. This is it. I read it all the time. And I so appreciate the Monday morning talks that we have, because then I get to go through my book more intently, you know. And then you and I, Randy, I'm so excited about the audio book. We started an audio book last week, and that's not as easy as I thought. But you are so instrumental in making this successful for me, and I'm grateful. But I read the book, and I think, wow, everybody should read this book. And it's just even the poems, you know, that are in it. The motivation poem that I wrote, the happiness poem that I wrote, the poems that go with it. And I'll read the word and I'll think that's a good word, you know, whether it's happiness or whether it's faith or whether it's responsible or whether it's mojo or juju or juice. You know, I wrote all these words that have meaning to my life. And so believe is one of the largest seven letter words in the book. You know, it starts there. You know, it starts like in, you know, faith, believe. My bracelets are all love, hope, faith, believe, life, you know, believe in life. And the order that they go in is purposeful. So, you know, love, hope, faith, believe, life, purpose. So believe life, believe in life, life, purpose. And then I wrote that my next bracelet is peace. You know, God, could you imagine world peace? We all got along. I listened to somebody the other day.
Amen.
And they said, what's the goal? I said, well, world peace, that's a good goal. We have the most incredible planet if we just could get along, right? And so the book is kind of about how do you get along. Because if you meet somebody that's infused with all this stuff that's in the book, you're like, wow, that was a feel-good experience. And that we talked about this last time. Does Rick ever get down or, you know, don't you have this stuff in your life? And you go, that's why I wrote the book. Yeah, that's I read the book too.
Right. You know, exactly. Well, you know, that's the purpose. And we appreciate you coming on. And, yeah, I am looking forward to helping you with the audio book that we're going to put out about it. But, you know, the thing of it is, like you say, you got to have goals, you got to write them down, and then you got to figure out a way to get them to happen, pray about them, you know, ask God for the money, whatever it is, you got to work hard and get it done. So,
okay, all right, brother. I'll leave you with this. If you want your life to be more exciting.